The founding principal of one of the Philadelphia School District's three new innovative high schools has decided to leave just 2 weeks into the school year. WHYY's Kevin McCurry offers this look at the transience of urban education.
On the first day of classes, Principal Celia Cruz addressed the inaugural freshman class at The Link, or Learning in New Contexts. Cruz was hired in January to start the school from scratch and build a model to reimagine the high school experience. Standing in the auditorium before the freshman class, she explained the school's behaviors of success.
You have to deal with people in an honest way. You have to deal with people in integrity. You have, people have to believe in you, and people have to rely on when you say that you're going to do something, that you're going to actually follow through and do it.
Less than 2 weeks later, in a shock to all involved, Cruz informed students and staff that she'd be leaving the school for a position outside the district. Publicly, she won't confirm where or what, but other reports indicate a high-up position in the Baltimore school system. Cruz, who lives in Delaware, says the offer came unsolicited and that the decision wasn't easy.
Going back and forth with it, wrestling with it, talking about it with my family, ultimately I decided, you know, for lots of reasons, as much as I have enjoyed being back in Philadelphia and as much as I know my departure is a challenge for people, I made the decision to pursue another opportunity.
Although she'll get a raise in her next position.
In terms of money, it's not that much difference.
As we talked, Grace Cannon, the school district's leader for new school models, sat across the table. She admits Cruz's decision is frustrating, but
adults do leave. It's really unfortunate when it happens. I think my goal, and we said this to staff, is how you model this and how we all kind of work through this. I mean, this is a school. We are serving young people and families, and we need to do this well.
Turnover in the Philadelphia School District is, of course, nothing new. If anything, Cruz's departure is a sobering reminder of just how transient urban education can be. Many teachers angle for the greener pastures and higher pay of suburban districts, and administrators often leapfrog from one post to another, striving for a better title or higher pay, either inside the district or, like Cruz, to another urban enclave.
It just causes enormous upheaval.
Helen Gim is leader of Parents United for Public Education. To her, the transience is an indictment of education reformers who stress innovation and push a corporate mindset.
They tend to overlook stability as a major factor of importance, of critical importance. It's not about innovation. It's not about exceptionalism. It's really largely about stability, equity, providing adequate resources.
The very top of the district's pyramid has seen its share of churn as well. Superintendent Height, who brings with him his own vision and executive staff, is the seventh district leader in the past 15 years. Each new principal, new superintendent, brings a philosophy and personality that staff must relearn and reacclimate to. At Link, the outgoing Cruz is confident that the teachers who helped her develop the school will carry on in a way that won't harm students.
What I would like parents to understand is that the Link and the things that were compelling about what we said we would be doing with young people will all still be happening.
Cruz wouldn't say when her last day will be, but when she leaves, the district will first replace her with an interim principal who will later be traded for a permanent leader. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.